There's an iconic scene in E.T. when Elliot is in biology class and makes a split-second decision to free the frogs. It's a rite of passage for many of us. We learn about organ systems by dissecting preserved frogs bathed in formaldehyde, a potentially hazardous chemical. Well, in Florida, veterinarian David Danielson has teamed up with J.W. Mitchell High School in Newport Richey, Florida, to find a better way. Jessica Schultz is the school's principal. She joins us on Skype, along with 12th grader Nabil Coney Laye. Thank you both for joining us.
You're welcome. We're happy to be here.
Hi, how are you?
And just to let listeners know, it is a school day, so we might be hearing bells ringing. But Principal Schultz, I first want to start with you. Your school is the first to adopt the world's first man-made synthetic frog. What appealed to you about making the switch?
So Dr. Danielson is my personal vet, and he sees all of my animals. And 3 years ago, he and I started talking about that after his daughter had come home from biology and didn't want to dissect. And he said, if we were to develop something, would you all be willing to do that? And I said, absolutely. So he started talking through what his company was going to be doing. And we had a great opportunity to help them go through the Florida standards so that they made sure that what they were designing for students would be something relevant and continuously be rigorous.
I want to get to the actual frog and some of the design elements of this frog. But I have a question for you. I've always wondered where schools get their animals from to dissect. Where were you getting your frogs from before these synthetic frogs? And really, how many were you using in any given year?
So we get our frogs from any kind of scientific supply company. I would venture to guess that we probably use 200 to 300 frogs a year. The biggest issue with it is that it's a superior device because of the fact that when you cut it open, you have to cut the breastbone of the synthetic frog just as hard and put as much pressure as you would on a regular frog. In a regular frog that is deceased, if it is a female frog, the egg sac might have broken. So a lot of times when students go in, they have to spend some time cleaning out all of the debris from that. In this frog, that's not the case.
Nabil, you're a 12th grader and you have dissected a real animal before. What's it like handling these synthetic frogs?
So my ninth grade year, I did the pigs with the formaldehyde, and they were alive, of course. And the one thing I could really remember about that experience is the smell. And when I was dissecting these synthetic frogs, it just wasn't there. And I was kind of surprised at first, you know, but it smelled just like it was a normal classroom.
What about the feel? Did it feel like it was that it was real?
Yeah, I touched it and it was, you know, it was wet and slimy. And then when you touched the inside, it had the same consistency as an actual frog.
Principal Schultz, I'm really interested, though, in the cost of this. How do you preserve these synthetic frogs? How do you take care of it? And how much does it cost compared to these real frogs that you've been using for so many years?
Right now, it's $150 a frog. They are consumable. So in education lingo, that means that they would be a one-time use. However, the expectation is that they can recycle the frog. So if once a student is finished with the frog, we gather them up and we send them back to the company and they complete whatever process they complete and they create new frogs for them.
Nabil, I played the clip earlier of E.T. You're probably pretty young. Do you know the movie E.T.?
I'm familiar with it. Yes, thank you.
Okay. Well, we played the clip at the top of this segment with Elliot trying to free the frogs. And I remember when I was in biology class just feeling some kind of way about cutting through an animal, even though it was already dead, knowing that I was just a part of something that was being used just for this sole purpose. I mean, are you an animal lover? Do you think about this? Have your classmates talked about this and how this actually changes the dynamic of biology classes?
So one thing that I think is important to note about the frog dissection is that it's purely for educational purposes. It's not to see who's going to become a surgeon, you know, or a doctor. So when you bring these synthetic frogs into the actual classroom, nobody's going to be off put by the fact that it was alive because it's, you know, synthetic, of course. So I think that reduces some of the barriers for some of the other students in the classroom.
That's 12th grader Nabil Konilaye of J.W. Mitchell High School and Principal Jessica Schultz discussing the use of the first synthetic frog used for high school dissection. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.